there, I'm Ken, and you may be downloading this from blaketalks.com. So, this session is about to get a permanent self-esteem. You must be feeling completely different when thinking about it. You would love to be feeling powerful, positive feelings like cool, calm, collected. Be happy and joyous. Be excited. Be passionate. Instead of having a lot of negative feelings. And remember, you can form your surroundings with your own thoughts. If you learn that. And now you have. However, do not listen to this when you're driving or operating machinery. Only listen when you can safely be relaxing completely. And it is a good idea to be like an automatic machine that automatically, repeatedly gives you images, sounds, emotions, creating positive feelings for your own self-worth. Isn't it? People call this a positive habit, unconscious internal energy that's enhancing your life. And if you still are with me, then I know, you know, this will help you. And if something unexpected around you happens that you have to take care about immediately, we tell your unconscious to immediately awake you to your normal state and be completely awake and clear in mind. Otherwise, relaxing more and more is a good way, starting now, to begin a relaxation. Anyway, let me ask you about vacation planning. Maybe you have been on a vacation sometimes. I bet you have. Maybe you plan it sometime. Maybe in bed or otherwise. Maybe you can remember that now. Just imagine you are in bed laying, in bed planning or in the shower, you know, doing things you know you have to do, you know, and things you know you have to have. Think about it. What's that feeling like? Describe it for yourself. Now, maybe you talk to yourself in bed or in the shower, seeing places you would like to go or things to do. And you change the things and say different things to yourself to make the vacation very nice and good, depending on what you're interested in. Maybe theaters, maybe you change the travel arrangements. You maybe have a selection of hotels or where to sleep, whom to travel with and visit. Can you imagine that? Can you see that? And the feeling is sudden and often have a bit of positivity about it. You just take that feeling now and amplify it a bit. You can do that. Because it's a positive feeling. Can you remember that? And how you do? Because this is the very same process of the brain we are going to be using later. I just wanted to show you that you're already a master of it and can learn to master it in other ways also. Maybe you can. I bet you can. Remember when being a child, a small child, and loving it, maybe splashing in the water, and remembering the comfort of that. And maybe remember warm water and the warmth of the water surrounding you. And how nice and pleasurable it was then and now. Can you remember that? And amplify it. Maybe you can. Maybe you can. Think of a loving mother that has a young child. And imagine the unconditional and wonderful love she has towards her child and how she values her. Maybe you can imagine loving feeling yourself and turn on that feeling and emotion to yourself, loving yourself unconditionally. As a mother would love her child, amazingly wonderful. And as you listen now to my voice, remembering the feeling strong, as you may relaxing even more so. Now, I can't remember if I told you, did I tell you that very often muscles, very often are starting relaxing from head down. I don't know why, but maybe you can be feeling that now. Or sometimes it starts relaxing the other way, like inside out, and that's also good. That's right. That's very right. And remember to stop thinking about anything, because that will make you relaxing even deeper. Stop thinking about it now. You know, you maybe have thought about much today, and may I ask you to stop thinking about that, as you are relaxing better and more and better and yet more. What relaxing stop are you getting off at? Oh, excellent. You know what it is. You should know now. Relaxing. Stop thinking about the other stuff as it goes away. And as you think about what, stop thinking about it. What stop were you getting off at? What stop thinking about it? Was it, oh, relaxing more and more and deeper? Oh, and deeper. Still, that's right. And maybe you can't remember as you are relaxing yet deeper. That's right. Now, this session is about getting better self-esteem. You know, you have to have it, don't you? And the question is thus, something I will save for later. Now, I would like to ask you to remember some of your own personal achievements. Maybe, like, choose 3 or 4 lifetime accomplishments of which you're most proud of. Take some time now, but not mine. Maybe you can't remember exactly now, but it will come soon, very soon. Now maybe is a good time. Choose your 3 most celebrated successes. What was difficult to remember them? Was it difficult to remember them? And how long time for every day do you use them to enhance your life by remembering them, by thinking of them? Do you? Or not? Well, we can change that, can't we? So that you think more often about your good, positive experiences. Let them fill you with thoughts or ideas that maybe sets you back occurs. It will happen. So then it is good to automatically think of your most celebrated successes. Your good experiences also. Think about it. Think about them. That is such a good idea, that, isn't it? Something that sets you back occurs and instantly you remember good experiences. Instantaneously. And this is a process for your unconscious to do, as it is a habit. And we will make it a good habit. And habits are done by repetition. Like opening a door. You don't think about it. It just happens. So think of some of the most celebrated successes. Let them fill you. Fill you as you think about them. Think about them, being them, feeling them, remembering them. And let them be in the background as you think of a small little setback. And as soon as you think of the small setback, bring forth the celebrated successes so that the feelings from the small one setback disappears. And most important, you'll be feeling laughter when it happens. Now think of another small setback. And as soon as you think of the small setback, bring forth the celebrated successes so that the feelings from the small setback disappears. And most important, you be feeling laughter. Now, think of yet another small setback. And as soon as you think of the small setback, bring forth the celebrated successes so that the feelings from the small setback disappears. And most important, laugh about it. It's ridiculous. That little small setback, when you compare it with the good successes that you have. So ridiculous. Now think of yet another small setback. And as soon as you think of that small setback, bring forth, and you know, the celebrated successes so that the feelings from a small setback disappears. And most important, laugh at it. Laugh the small setback straight in the face. Now think of yet another small setback. I know there are many in life. And as soon as you think of the small setback, bring forth the celebrated successes in your life so that the feelings from the small setback disappears. And laugh. Most important is that you laugh at the small setback. You learn something now, don't you? Your unconscious know now to do this. And may I ask it to make you be feeling laughter continuously, continuously, as you do unconsciously. This repeat sequence 30 times. Now starting. And as you listen to my voice, we continue as the unconscious may process the repeat sequence. And we don't need to care about it. It can do that by itself. And then the unconscious can fill you with more laughter and do it with some bigger setbacks. It can do that, you know. And I'm very grateful for its cooperation. So, let me just talk to the unconscious now. Thank you. Thank you very much. And as a gift to you, I will learn you new learnings during this session. And back again. How much does your unconscious, I think it's already loving you, and really loving you, taking good care of you, that makes you be feeling worthy of life and happiness. Yes. That makes you be feeling worthy of life in happiness just because you are worth it. Isn't that a good reason? Loving maybe as a mother, as soon as small or bigger setbacks occur, you immediately remember your good successes and laugh at the setback straight in the face. And because, not yet, but gradually, we will making that loving even stronger soon, very soon, but not yet. You will be surprised of how easy it was letting yourself esteem, let us call it machine work, instantly giving you remembrances of your good, most celebrated successes, instantly giving you better feelings that are at least, shall we say, 100 times stronger than the setback feeling. Why not? Tell me why not? Why take a little when you can have a lot and feel good by the good feelings? That's how we get a permanent good self-esteem, by using this machine like a propulsion engine. And it's also interesting knowing that it's completely safe and comforting and probably a little bit exciting. Hypnosis, this is, don't you think, methods that relaxing you and in harmony with you, methods that are safe for you. Oh well, what could be better to transforming and changing you now? Yes, we are on a good way now, making a powerful self-esteem engine in your mind for your unconscious, and also making it so that you consciously can control it. Well, why not? Tell me why not? And I don't know really how you can imagine this machine. Can you imagine it in your mind? How does it look like? How does this machine look like? Does it look like a machine? Or what? Did you know that when you see someone and feeling it in your body? Well, I didn't mean an attractive person, but I know you are feeling body sensations when looking at an attractive person. I was thinking of other stuff like, am I worth this car? Am I worth this job? Am I worth that job? Am I worth this salary? Am I worth that salary? Am I worth this place to live? And how would I feel if I had that? Imagine stuff you don't have and be feeling feelings of that stuff. Now, it's only in your imagination. Only in your imagination. But that is creating feelings now. Imagine. And you are feeling, yes, or no, maybe. Or maybe doubt. Am I worth this? Am I worth that? And you're feeling, yes, or no, or maybe doubt in your body, automatically. Because you have evaluated something and you feel it in your body automatically. It's an answer depending on past learned experiences that your brain uses now to guide you in life. A guide guiding you. So let us use the metaphor of a guide. Experiences like movies inside your mind with images, sounds, and also feelings, and smells, and tastes, experience is building up a belief system. And while you hear this, you can be relaxing, concentrating on my voice, listening to what I'm saying, makes it easier for you to relax into a beautiful trance, relaxing more, and belief systems guiding you as you relax. Maybe like internal movies, right or wrong, true or false. And that's really odd, because... But I like dessert, like apple pie. Confused feelings. Maybe you can be feeling that in your body. Something maybe confused you right now. Or you believe you do be feeling that in your body. Words help you relaxing even more. And nothing in between the words, the emptiness of sound, words interrupting now your train of thought before. Stop thinking about. As you now can be relaxing still more. The stillness of sounds in between words, not interrupting your thoughts. The silence between thoughts when you are not thinking anything. Stop thinking. Or are you? Can you think of nothing? Nothing. Well, it seems that most people do that continuously. They think of nothing, but they say a lot. Well, that is what you may think anyway. Now, isn't it? And maybe you can be feeling some laughter, thinking thoughts, noticing that space. Yes, maybe you noticed that space between the words. And there was another one that you could notice. Noticing thoughts. Makes you relax even more, and you know an idea, and then you get another idea, and in between the ideas, there's nothing, and you can relax in between the ideas. Now you learn to be relaxing, and some evaluating thoughts for good or bad. Evaluating thoughts for right or wrong. Evaluating thoughts for true or false is a part of your self-esteem machine. And how do you evaluate? You compare with a reference, a remembered reference or imagined reference. So I just want to ask your unconscious to listen as it learns logically or unlogically and sorts it out later as it can do. An easy thing to remember, relaxing deeper and deeper still, just enough to making changes, staying with you for the rest of your life. Easy to remember when you're relaxing, even still deeper. But in reality, it has been processed unconsciously, really, really fast. To give you an answer that you may feel in your body. Remember, some people say, I have a gut feeling. Some people do say that. Whatever. I see an attractive person. Then my legs shake. Well, so what? Let's dance. Let loose of those feelings. Let loose of those feelings you have learnt. Beliefs in the past. And I believe self-esteem is limiting beliefs from the past. That is natural, even though believing in Santa Claus is wrong. Did you believe in him when you were a kid? When you were small? Maybe you did that. And then you changed that belief when you got older. I hope you did anyway. So we will take you through some stories. And as you now know that stories are just metaphors that has contents that might suit you or not, better or worse, depending on the suit's size. You may be feeling feelings during this process as some learnings create changes that are creating body sensations, and this is good. And how you experience this is unique, but be grateful now to the changes that you will experience. So, what is self-esteem that so many people talk about? Well, if you look out from a window, you can't find it in nature. Squirrels don't have it, do they? No, I don't think so. Male squirrels don't think for a long time about, ooh, that squirrel, it's too pretty for me. Oh, look at that tail. Oh, it's no idea. I'm not worth it. No. I don't think squirrels do that. They don't think so. They just do it. And leave it up to the female squirrel to be positive or negative. It's not up to the male squirrel to think about that. But some males think too much. And about what is in their imagination, only in their imagination. We all do. But it is sometimes wrong. And it's not up to the male to mind read what the female will think and do. And she might say, no. Or yes. Or no. But so what? There are a lot more going on in the universe. And too little time to just be living in a limiting negative fantasy. Whatever they are. I remember a quote from the Roman Emperor Marcus Aurelius. You maybe know about him if you've seen the film The Gladiator. And according to this, he had a quote, how much time he saves who does not look to see what his neighbor says or does or thinks. Just do it. What the concept describes is part of your internal beliefs. In your brain, they are your own internal reality, nobody else's. And you use this bullshit system habitually to make decisions for you. Oh, sorry, did I say bullshit system? I meant belief system. And also guide you in life. I shouldn't have said bullshit system. And you have learned the spaghetti of beliefs somehow in the past. Some beliefs are good and some not. They are bullshit. But what is very interesting to know is that depending on your state or mood, if you're happy or less happy, some parts of your belief system is more powerful than other parts. It is easier to make a bad choice when you feel bad or angry. Isn't that strange? But you probably realize this, that when you feel bad, you do things you wouldn't do otherwise. And sometimes, like you are in a shop, you feel good, buy something that you later think, why did I buy this? So now, let me ask you to do this. What I want you to follow is a short description for you to learn. To focus on something. Because if you focus on something, you will get that stuff done faster. Focus on something. It is so easy. And some people can. Like say the color of their own front door. Is there a name on the door? Are you sure? And do you remember the color of your front door? Can you see it in your mind, the door, now? You have probably experienced, I think, experiences of pleasures, you know, in your life, like, how shall I say it? Pleasures, you know. Hey, you know. Well, I didn't say naughty, did I? So don't think of naughty stuff, no. Don't do that. And again, experience certain pleasures. You know what I mean, don't you? Like, well, what did you think I meant? Yeah, sure. Anyway, let yourself wildly allow your mind to think of a certain intense pleasure, or maybe two, or three, or even four, or even more. Yeah, well, let's think big. And can you allow your mind to do that for you now, and only you? Pleasant experiences. Maybe a day on the beach playing with a puppy, a beautiful sunset watching a movie, or something else. That really creates powerful, strong, intense, wildly passionate, pleasant feelings of desire. Use your creativity to create pleasurable experiences by using your imagination. Think really wildly and passionately. Maybe something that made you laugh a lot. So experience that experience again now. Seeing what you saw, hearing what you heard, feeling what you felt, and again, intensely. Someone told me that they could easier allow themselves into an experience by closing their eyes. Maybe it's the same for you in this nice, pleasurable experience. Can you like see it in your mind as you're watching a movie, or maybe even like being in the movie? Can you see yourself and others in the movie, or can you be yourself as you're relaxing? Be relaxing. You are relaxing deeper, deeper, and maybe see yourself in a movie, or be in a movie yourself, and seeing everything like from your own eyes. And you can get the images to be more colorful, and the things closer, and the sounds crisper. It's your brain. And know that you can imagine experience like a movie. It's just a metaphor, like so many other things. What would happen when you took another experience that you already thought of and added good parts of that into these other experiences. Well, you know, that good, pleasurable experience, you add a little thing, add a little good thing here, and add a little thing there. Feel even better. You know, you can do it. Like making a new movie of it, creating a good, like a Hollywood success for your wild pleasure. And I bet it will have a good ending. Take some parts of another experiences and mix in sounds, images, video sequences, feelings, smells, tastes, strawberries maybe, whipped cream, whatever you think about it now, and maybe took experiences from the past to make you feeling passionately good now. You maybe took imagined experiences to make you feeling exquisitely good now. You maybe blend experience from the past and imagination to make you feeling naughty good now. Remember these now. And now, for sure, have you realized by now that maybe you do it with other past experiences as well, or imagined experiences, or imagined experiences to make you feel not so good, not so good. Well, that's fucking stupid, isn't it? Well, it's the same method in your brain. So why do some people have an inadequacy movie? Why do some people have an, oh, I will never amount to anything movie? And why do some people have an humiliation movie? Why do some people have an feeling afraid of people in authority, like the boss? And why do some people have an feeling bad movie? What's the purpose of such a movie? You're fucking your own brain. When one can use movies that creates pleasure, calmness, kindness, coolness, the other ones are just silly to have. Why just don't delete them? You know, like deleting a file from a computer. You could have your own good movies. Like the one you just did a few moments ago. Remember that. So what's the fucking meaning of that bad movie beside torturing yourself? That's silly. That is stupid. Stupid and sillier. Stupider. And even sillier. And some people are wasting good brain energy to feel not so good. And they do it daily. Maybe even hourly. Every hour. So, let us say to them, stop that. Stop that. Stop it. Now. What's the use of them? What does it mean to have them? This is good, nice to learn, isn't it? Delete the bad movies. And we will use this learning later. And if there's a setback, laugh at it and instantly remember your most celebrated successes. Remember, laugh, and let it become a habit, remembering and laughing at them, feeling completely different. Wouldn't that be nice? Just do it. Now on. And having positive emotions, some setbacks are just learnings to learn from. And then forgetting about them. Forgetting about bad experiences, like deleting them from the brain. Reusing the brain cells for better purposes than saving bad memories. Why not reuse them? Why waste time? Maybe you don't fail. You learn a way of not doing a thing. That's a learning. You didn't fail. You learned a new way of not doing something. And back again now to self-esteem. But remember the nice, pleasurable experience. The nice, pleasurable experience, you know. And you can make it even better. You can, you know, now. And feel it, double it, again. Like the loving feeling towards yourself. Because you're worth it. And how you did it, like in a movie. When you did that, you learned to change all your shitty movies to whatever that will make you feel better. Change all your shitty movies that creates low self-esteem. Change all your shitty movies. We will. A nurse in hospital told me that she didn't think she should earn more money, even though she could. And that's her esteem of herself. She could probably earn much more money, but where? Now, as earnings is important for survival, you might imagine her running her own company, doing something totally different, and getting much more, and having fun doing it. And I wonder how well you can be imagining that. I know I can be imagining that very well. Can't I? You know I can, can't you? You know. But I do wonder where she got the belief that she couldn't earn more. Who in the past told her? Father, mother, friends, boyfriends, teacher, television. And why should she believe it? Isn't that silly and stupid to believe in limiting beliefs? I can't do that because I can't do that, although, because, although, I can't do that when. Self-esteem can be thought of as a part of a system of limiting beliefs. That could be the bullshit system that manipulates your thoughts of hopelessness, helplessness, and in particular, worthlessness. A self-esteem and worthlessness go hand in hand. And it's only beliefs. The part of your belief system that focuses you to think about your imagined limits. In your own imagined jail, caging you in. Well, as you hear my voice now, I can tell you that we will work with the function of worthlessness. Yes, let's do that. You know, that is what people put in the box for self-esteem, limiting beliefs, making the walls of the cell that contains your conscious thinking, limiting your thoughts of what you can do better. So, when we reduce the limiting beliefs, the walls get thinner, and suddenly they are like thin paper, ready for you to go through, or walk beside, or just sneeze at them and they break. Someone asked to me, they went, do I really deserve what I desire? And continued, am I truly worth it? Am I worth that stuff? Do you have such stuff? So let me ask you about what you just experienced now. How do you know that you're worth that stuff or not? How do you think about it to make that evaluation in your mind? How do you think about it to make that evaluation in your mind? If you were to make, like if you were to do a documentary movie about it and tell us how you do it, How do you make an estimate? What are you using for reference to decide if you're worth it or not? Do you know that? Do you know you need a reference to compare? Have you ever thought of that? Where the fuck did you get that reference from that you use for comparing, the comparison? Because that's the only way you can compare if you're worth something or not. It's the reference, like another movie. It's the reference like a feeling indicating yes or no. It's the reference like someone telling you something in your internal dialogue. It's the reference like an image showing you something. Your internal cinema. So let me ask you, have you ever thought about something and then think you're not worth it? So, well, let me tell you about the mother that only gave and gave and gave. She was very kind to everyone but herself. How was that so? But when she decided that she was worth more, then that everything got better. Her relationship with her husband became better. Her relationship with her children became better. And also her sex life. So imagine that now and listen to me saying no. So let me ask you again. How do you know that you were not worth it? How did you think that? And are you sure of that? Sure or not? To be unsure? Or do you already know it was a wrong estimate? And if you already know it, well, listen to me saying, have you ever been wrong in your life? Was that yes or no? Oh, well, I know. If you say no, you're a liar, aren't you? Yeah, I think so. But anyway, that reminds me about when I heard a friend telling me about a seller discussion. And she said to me, I've already decided how much more money I am worth. And if my boss won't give me that, I'll find a job that pays that. And she said, I will not negotiate about it. And she went, so I think that maybe I need to see myself in this situation. See myself in this situation. Looking at me and the boss. And maybe think even further about my past and future. She said, maybe I can imagine seeing myself in life and decide how I would do if I were, say, 5 years in the future and looking back at this situation, and went on, yes, I can do that, can't I? And then looking from that point of view in the future, looking back, I can see that. Maybe, I had some thoughts that were not really supporting me then, not as what I can see now. She said, I know I want to change some things and maybe I can change that. And I thought, now, I don't know why she waited so long, as life is short, to realize that. Especially when you see an attractive person and hesitate because of you didn't think you were worth. What? How do you know that? And how do you know how to do that? And how come so many ladies fake their orgasms? Aren't they worth it? How to come many times? You would like that, you know. How is it that they miss out the pleasures in life? For what purpose is that? Does that make her life more Vibrant? Bzz, surely not. We go to many conferences, and one of the speakers told about this guy that had low self-esteem because of something that I can't remember. But anyway, the speaker told about that he was attracted to a woman but found all possible reasons in the world why she wouldn't like him, and what he didn't know was that she'd been with a terrible asshole and were looking for that person's inverse, and by a coincidence, these two went to the same social event. Can't remember now if it was a business club, kickoff, theater, movie, or whatever. And they started chatting. And one thing led to another. The things do, sometimes. The thing is, people don't realize there's a difference between looking and truly seeing what's inside. And he was so amazed that what he thought of himself was totally wrong, and even more so. Totally wrong, as she started to love him. He was probably a nice guy, and not an asshole as the other guy. So, remember, it is not what you think of yourself. That's right. That's wrong. But how you make others feeling towards yourself. Remember that how you make others be feeling towards yourself is important. What you imagine is not. How you make others feeling towards yourself is important. Sad to say, in the imagination he had been in his world of delusions. Still, it had a nice end, but just by a coincidence, not by purpose. Like for you, as you learn now from this story, don't you? You know that you learned now. And probably the asshole on the other side had a totally wrong self-esteem about himself. And it is funny how self-worth can be totally wrong, isn't it? She learned him to take a totally new perspective on himself, and he really started to begin doubting his beliefs about himself. As she told him about her views and warm feelings about him, and he thought, shit, why didn't I know this before? Why did I go through life with this shit? Why did I go through life searching for problems in myself that aren't there? It would be much, much better to search for what's good with me, in me. Well, why wait? Maybe I'm not a god, but to her, I'm close to being one. I have so much good in myself. Why did I wait so long to understand this? Why did my beliefs hinder me so long time? And they were not even mine, as I had learned them from others. Fuck them. Why wait changing them? Now, instead, the speaker continued saying, but on the other hand, there was this couple, where one of the partners totally mentally abused the other by aggression, bullying, arrogance. So they went to a counselor. They told them that they should split up, but they were so in the mess of this problematic relationship that it took a long time to break up. But now both of them are in better relationships. Now you know. Sometimes a bad relationship puts both in low self-esteem, and they have difficulties breaking the self-reinforcing loop of whatever. Do you remember that a guy told us of his running of bad movies generating his low self-esteem? It was just like having a rubber band between my fingers, he said. And he went, I could easily pull one apart, and went, you know, but when there are many movies acting, you know, like rubber bands, I couldn't pull them apart, he said, and went, there, I was, you know, a prisoner of my own internal bad movies, having them all, you know, like many rubber bands. But then, he said, I learned to change them. But then I learned to change them. That was good when I learned to change them, he said, and he went. That was good. And I read in a book that self-esteem could be explained like beliefs one has about worthlessness. That one doesn't deserve desired goals because of something one has or not have. That you evaluate, compare with something that you maybe learned from someone else. Ah, that's fucking stupid, isn't it? I don't deserve him because I am too whatever. She doesn't like me because I have not enough whatever. Oh, I can't apply to that job because I haven't so much of what I think they need. But what if I'm wrong? A world of delusions and mostly self-inflicted. But like many rubber bands, this world of delusions did before imprison me, but no more. I imagine a scissors in my movie and just cut the movie into pieces. And now I am free of many limiting beliefs. Some people confuse this with confidence, but confidence is a feeling that one can do something. One can be confident that one can take a breath, can't you? One can be confident that one can drink a glass of water, can't you? And you can be confident that you can eat. And one can be very confident that one can urinate. One can be confident. One can be confident that one can talk to the other sex. Ooh, well, it's here that people start doubting, isn't it? But that's not self-esteem, is it? Self-esteem is like, I'm confident that I can talk to the other sex, but I don't deserve a person as beautiful or rich or handsome as, because I have a thought virus in my brain, a bullshit belief, and I believe it. Someone said, and I can even fight with other people to keep it really living and affecting my life badly. But I will defend it because it is my belief. I can even kill people because I have a stupid belief. Even if it's wrong, because maybe it makes me an asshole towards myself. But not you. You won't do that, will you? Now that you know what's going on. Now, think about it. Really, think about it. Think now about it. Someone said, I believe it because I, and therefore I, and whenever this happens, I, do it in the same way so that I, but I want to be happy if it were not for this, because that, makes me not enjoying it. Although I see others enjoying the same. Maybe one could hear someone go, because I'm not worth it. And therefore I go, I don't do it whenever I know that others do it. So that makes me feel small if I think about it. Yeah, sure, it would, wouldn't it? Limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs. In your own world, only in your head, in your imagination. And why do you have them? Do you know that? And why do you repeat them? Do you know that? Why do you reinforce them? Isn't that fucking stupid of you? Probably you know that now. And how do you know that you have them? How do you know that you have them? Or didn't you? How do you do that? How do you do that? How do you do this? And for what purpose? Yeah, shocking questions sometimes, aren't they? For what purpose do you have limiting beliefs? Do they enhance your life? Do they make your life better? Do you live better? Why would you choose to prefer to live your life that way? Fuck that. Maybe you learned something when you were small, and you learned it very well, and you still do it very well, but don't realize that you are not the same now as before. Maybe it's gone a number of years. You have learned more, and you don't need to do that anymore. You don't need to believe in Santa Claus anymore. Do you? Does it help you in your life now? Maybe it did before, but not now, you know. Not now. Maybe you have remembered some stuff by now that maybe you do. Maybe you can see the situations like in a movie in your mind and see some experiences like in a video. Relaxing even more, going back now, going back in your remembrances in the past, maybe remembering what you learned then that could be a learning that you don't need now. You can change to do something else. You can still have that learning and change, add new things. And if, so don't you think it's time to change those movies or videos? You can, you know. Who is stopping you? Are you going to stop yourself from doing that when you can change your memories with stuff you know and have learned since then? And what fucking story have you been living in up until now? The great American hypnotist Dr. Milton H. Erickson said many times, "You can pretend anything and master it." I can't repeat his voice, but he said, "You can pretend anything and master it." Well, Fritz Perls said, "Lose your mind and come to your senses." Lose your mind and come to your senses. Do you know how you do when doing the process of self-esteem? Now, but you need to laugh a lot anyway. Think if I would make a documentary film of how you run your brain to get you to evaluate something. Where do you start self-esteem? How do you start self-esteem? Surely you must have some reference that compare, that you compare some stuff with. And how do you do that? Do you use an internal dialogue, chatting with yourself, saying this and that? Do you compare images in your mind? Oh, I want to take a look at that, and take a look at that, and this, and that, and this, and that. Do you get feelings in your body indicating that there's something going on, making your knees go wobbly, your hands shaky, your neck giving you headaches, or worse? How do you do it? Do you know? Probably not. But you're learning. You're learning. And as you remember that, and how can I make a documentary of it? Do you first see images and then hear? a voice? Or do you first hear a voice and then see images? Let's borrow a biological shell. Let's borrow a biological system of modern nature. Think of an egg in the eggshell. Yes, let's borrow that as a metaphor, a concept. Imagine that your belief system makes up a structure that is like an eggshell, keeping you inside it. The belief filters what goes through the shells to you. It filters everything on the outside so that it is reinforcing the belief itself. The belief protects itself and even becomes stronger and more powerful, even if it is wrong. Other stuff that the belief doesn't like is not allowed to enter to you. Just like a censorship of movies, you are not even allowed to see certain stuff because others have decided it is not good for you. That's what the belief is doing now, and you don't really know because you are not even aware of it, as you don't even know, as you don't know about it. It's in unconscious, limiting beliefs controlling your life. Ooh, that's scary, isn't it? And you don't know it. However, the chicken can crack the eggshell. And maybe if you are not too chicken, you can do a peekaboo outside the shell. Or maybe make the shell thin as paper and break out. Change a belief. Push it a little. Become aware of that there exists something outside your life in the egg. And you can expand your egg so that it's bigger, so that it consists of new limiting beliefs. But still maybe much bigger. See outside, you know. You don't need to crack the shell. You can just push it outwards and maybe the old limiting beliefs have then no reference and then the belief just go into the library of old beliefs. Bye! It's just a metaphor, an eggshell, but very descriptive. Your world, as you think of it, is within your eggshell. And others have their own eggshells also. Sounds like a science fiction movie, doesn't it? Maybe they share some beliefs with you, so that their eggshells are similar to your beliefs. Made by common social culture, common politics, common school, common religion, whatever. Sometimes, though, when you meet somebody they like, somehow pop into your egg and show you that their beliefs are not the same as your beliefs, and you modify your egg. Or you both get angry about which egg is the correct egg. And there are war in the worlds depending on whose limiting beliefs that is correct. Have you heard about Jonathan Swift and his book about Gulliver's Travels and the war between Lilliput and Blefuscu? The war about which end to crack an egg, the pointy side or the other side. Stuff like that is so important for some people. Do you have any belief like that? Beliefs inside you that are enemies to yourself. They don't help you. Maybe, maybe not. Limiting beliefs creating your model of the world. Limiting beliefs creating your reality of the world. Limiting beliefs creating your mental handicaps. Limiting beliefs that you have learned. Limiting beliefs that you use habitually to decide what to do. Like many rubber bands limiting your movements. Limiting beliefs controlling you from seeing the outside world. So imagine changing them. Limiting beliefs hindering you to get what you really deserve. So imagine changing them. Still, it is you that can change these beliefs. You allow them to take control of you, or you might decide to re-evaluate your worth. Well, why not? What would you lose? What could go wrong when you get what you want? What would it mean negatively about you if you got what you wanted? what problems could be caused by getting what you want. Ooh, what makes it wrong or appropriate to want to change? Do you have a limiting belief here about changes? What have you done or not done that makes you unworthy of getting what you want? But as you are listening to my voice, you can start relaxing and be listening still more and more on my voice and focusing on certain experiences that might instantaneously pop up in your mind as you listen and relaxing more and even more feeling maybe happy for no reason at all. As I was wondering about what you were just about to think now, I am curious about what you were thinking just before now listening to me. What is it that you're not noticing outside the eggshell? Maybe that space. Have you ever noticed the limiting beliefs? Or the space between your thoughts? Have you ever noticed that space between your thoughts? Have you noticed that right in that space you can be relaxing? Some parts of your body might feel different. You can hear things that you normally wouldn't. Notice that you have good feelings, that you're floating around. You can let your mind find one of those good feelings and examine it and relax deeply and comfortably for a short while. Go deeper. Now take a moment and allow yourself to explore this experience. Let your mind wander and create new things or explore other ones. As you drift, you can become aware of the experiences around, like movies in your mind. And even if your eyes are closed, you can somehow experience the movies and change them in your mind. I know you have some sensual, pleasing experiences. And when you listen to me, you might begin to hear something different from the desired, pleasing experience. When you were small, you were really curious, maybe waiting for a packet on your birthday or another event. And that curiosity learned you things. And that curiosity can still learn you things. And you know that we talk about seeing movies in your mind and looking like fun memories from the past that maybe you maybe have not been in for a long time. Suppose you were thinking of one of those occasions. Then another. Maybe people in the past talked about something that you believed so much and that you still believe in, but you don't really. Are you sure of that now, are you? As you know, you're older now than when you were a child, you know. And let me ask you to remember instantaneously one or more people that like you, that like you. They can be from your past, or from now, or in between. Somebody that really liked you, or loved you, or still does. And every time you think of them, you find yourself filled with warmth from them. And that warmth makes you relaxing even deeper, sounded happy by people that like you, and some loving you deeper and steeper and still deeper. As my voice will go with you wherever you are, because we are here now, all of us, going to inspect some of your reference movies you run for your self-esteem. Looking at your reference movies you run for your self-esteem. So let all of us go back in your cinema of your mind and inspect them. Show them all at the same time. Why waste time? Why waste time? Let us all sink down in the cozy sofas in the back of your mind. And look at your reference movies for evaluating your self-esteem. It doesn't matter if you're consciously or not aware of them. We're not going to use your conscious mind anyway. It hasn't helped you so much with your self-esteem, has it, anyway? So, we will have a party with your unconscious mind here in the cinema, investigating the purpose of your movies, why you run them. Why the fuck do you run them? We ask ourselves. And the unconscious can tell us how it knows it is time to run them. And how it is making the sequences of the movies. And how the feelings are created. And we will all inspect the movies that care for you and love. All of us changing them. And what they will do instead. And how they will work instead. So maybe it is time to start. And let me ask your unconscious to present a self-esteem reference movie and show it in trance time, which usually is very, very quick. Too quick for your unconscious. And even quicker for your conscious to notice. But your conscious notices the feelings and created self-talk of the movie. So let's take one, let's go through it, and like frame for frame, changing colors, changing sound, changing feelings, changing smells, changing tastes, with a purpose to increase your love of yourself, your worth, and even though you maybe don't believe some stuff, we all have different experiences of you, and can change your limiting beliefs. And we are doing. And insert in all shitty movies. Insert in all movies. Insert in all movies. So that you were remembering successful things in school. Remembering successful things in sports. And what other people praised you for what you did. So that other people really listen to you when you talk. So that people respect you and talk respectfully to you. They do. People give you attention. You have done great things in life that you underestimated. Stupidly, you did that. And we all do. So remember the good times you had with friends so that you have with friends and you will have in the future. So show us the movies. Keep them rolling up for us to experience as they do change. You know, and you can use your imagination and creative mind also to change them with a purpose to love and care for you. You're worth it, you know, because you are worth it. And you can sleep well, and you can eat healthy, and you can get regular exercise. Some of us goes to the real movies. We take a nap during the day and relax even further. Some even get a massage. Some learn to meditate. You are lovable. We all say that. Milton Erickson said, "You can pretend anything and master it." And he meant that you can pretend to deserve things that you previously didn't believe that you deserved. And you know what? Suddenly, it will be your new belief. You have transformed and changed. The fake belief, it magically goes to be this new belief. You deserve better, you know that. And you can tell us all now inside your mind of what you think. No one else will hear. And your thoughts, you know that. And as it is only inside your mind, you can see whatever you like. As we will never tell anyone tales about what you say. What you want to change, you can be sure of that. Maybe you don't like to ask others to get improved self-esteem, but we are already here now, so talk to us. Show us the movies. And you know you can yourself change your movies. Go through them. It goes quickly. As you can use your unconscious to do it for you, just give it a purpose and a direction for how to change them. Then you show us the movies, you know, show us the movies. You know, we don't always agree with your high opinion of your low self-esteem. That is too high. You need a low opinion of that. And we will look through the movies and give you a hug when necessary. And also kick in the butt when you're too hard to yourself, telling you what a fucking asshole you are towards yourself. You have no purpose of self-torture, have you? No, you have not. So let your unconscious present, let it put its attention on what you do good and show it to us. Let your unconscious present, put its attention what you do good, show it to us. Fuck your conscious mind if it gets your way. If it gets in your way with our purpose of getting your unconscious to love you. Your unconscious to love you even more, even better. Do you know what happens when you don't love yourself enough? We all want you to share all of your, all of us, share all of our love to you to deserve better. And maybe you get tears in your eyes now, feeling all this because of the warmth and safety and comfort you will have, because you will have so much that you can share. Your self-esteem with others, you must give it more to others. You must share your kind feelings towards yourself to others and give others good self-esteem. It goes round, you know. It goes round. You must create so much goodness inside you that you're worth. You are worth inside you, towards you, to totally transform your feelings of what you deserve so that it becomes overwhelming. And even more so, you don't need to overcome your self-esteem. You don't need to fight your self-esteem. Just love it enough so that it changes. Think of someone or many who thinks you are valuable. Think now. Competent. Think now. Deserving. Think now. Lovable. Think now. Tell us of some experiences that you are proud of. Maybe you have some successes you know you have that you can tell us. A positive letter. Someone telling you how good you are. Do you remember an experience that maybe lowered your self-worth? Is there a voice telling someone, or voices, could you change it, or them, to become another voice, and place the location of the voices somewhere else? Maybe you could change the image or images in the movie to become smaller and put a funny frame around it, like putting the images in a circus with poodles, where the poodles are yapping at the images. That's silly, isn't it? That movie, that is silly enough to change it, because the meaning of it is silliness, ludicrousness. So that movie changes to not be a reference for self-esteem, because you can't have a self-esteem reference with a lot of poodles in a circus arena, can you now? No. That's stupid. Silly. Changes are easy, as you learn. Now know how to do it. Maybe with poodles. Changing. And you can now, you know, showing some more experiences. As we are sitting in the sofas back here, as life is too short to have low self-esteem. In the future, you will have more trust in what you deserve. And when people say bad things to you, ha-ha, laugh in the face, mentally. You don't really need to take any care about them. Stupid little people are trying to manipulate you. Just look at them and laugh, laugh and laugh some more. Laughing loosen up belief, so that is good when you laugh. And look at them. Laugh now. Going back in time, reevaluate all memories with the current knowledge of today and laugh at some memories to make their purpose so that they are loving and caring to you otherwise. Just laugh at them until they do that. And let your unconscious do that in trance time. Quickly. Maybe when you sleep. Maybe when you dream. Or maybe when you're awake. And laugh. Have fun doing it. As you now know the fun it will give you from now on. Bad memories create some bad beliefs that could be unnecessary for you to have. Laugh at them when they pop up. Have fun at them. Just think of it like changing the eggshell when you push the eggshell outwards. The limiting old beliefs have no support. Just push it and seeing the limiting beliefs falling and wither away, the eggshell becoming thin as paper, and you can see through it. I don't know what it was. Probably nothing to keep track of anyway. You know now, you can change. You know you can be different. You're not the same person you were at 5. Now, no, you have more learnings, even though some beliefs might have been done at that time of age or even earlier. And you're still following them. Isn't that strange? Just like some folks say, I have done this for 30 years and I will still do that. Stuck in the past they are, living in apartments with old stuff. Stuck in the past they are, living in apartments with old stuff, like retired people, like old age pensioners. Even though we live in the now. You know tigers. Do you think they go, do I deserve that gazelle out there? No, they probably don't. They probably remember how they should do it instead. Remember the good hunts, the good ways. It would be stupid for a tiger to say to itself, I didn't catch the gazelle the last time, so it's no idea now either to hunt it. Now, you know. And the more the tiger is thinking about not hunting it, the more it won't. But you know that this doesn't happen. Off it goes, the tiger. A good hunt or not, it doesn't care. It knows it deserves that gazelle. So, just do it. You deserve a lot more than what you previously thought about. Stop thinking about it and get it instead. Do it now. Think and change the movies. Change them so that you can be feeling the changes right now in your body, like a tingling feeling at different places in your body. Why wait? Change them now in trance time. Starting to change them now. Starting the process of changing them now. And your body feelings? Let them change your inbuilt beliefs. So now, think of a time where you had very pleasurable experiences. Yeah, you know, one of those. You know what I mean. You should do that anyway. Or imagine one even better and relive that experience. Go back to it, be in that experience, seeing what you saw, hearing what you heard, feeling what you felt. And you know what? You can double those feelings from that experience, really doubling it again and again, so that the powerful body feelings are feeling you now. If it just feels wimpy, double it again and again and again until you're really feeling like your body is like a light bulb glowing intensely with that pleasurable experience. Let your whole body glow like a bulb with that passion, those feelings of that experience. And as you do that, keep that powerful, glowing, positive feeling slowly, slowly. Let any experience that made you get a low self-esteem come forward so that it changes. Of that feeling of low esteem, when you have this glowing, passionate feeling now, let that low esteem go away. Slowly entranced and completely replaced with this good feeling. Completely replaced with this good feeling so that you feel good in every instant. That experience pop up. You just feel good. You might even take an imaginary hammer and hammer on that old experiences containing the limiting beliefs. Still be like glowing as a bulb with as passionate, good experience feelings, so that it's changed, the limiting beliefs deleted, obliterated, away. And you can show us how you do that all now as we are on the sofas, how you would like that experience to be instead. You would, you could, you may, you should make your own movie. You would love that, won't you? So that you get filled with this powerful feeling instead, and let the good feelings roll over you from head to foot. Just let them fill you yet more and bring more lower self-esteem experiences forward. Do that same thing again. Fill it with good feelings and crack it as you need good self-esteem. Let us all change the situation of the movie. The sequencing of events in the movie, the voices in the movie. Let us make the movie to have the purpose of giving you high self-esteem. And now, take it more experiences, one tougher than the other, and let you glow with this passionate good feelings. See yourself in them, feeling good. Flood them with powerful, positive feelings, and even more, so that they are changing now. Changing now, and make the movie so that you're feeling better and even better already from it. Take it glowing good feeling, take it another experience and movie, and another, and then another, and I don't know how many there are, but you have learned enough now so that your unconscious can do it unconsciously now, can do it like magic, because that is just silly and agonizing to have low self-esteem when you can glow with passion of life. And we both truly know that you're fucking tired of this silliness. So let us all change it now and forever, because it's not something that you need in your life. What if we were to ask you, what would you do differently if your life were actually happening right now? To break your beliefs that controls you, because it's not you that control it. It controls you automatically. And we will take you on a journey in your mind to make you feel completely different, positive, good, in the same situation that you previously felt otherwise about. Because you will look back at this experience later and begin to make fantastic positive changes. Just because we know how to do this. But you will find this out for yourself sooner or later during this session or later, and become totally convinced in this session that you feel completely, positively different, and you're not the only one, as we have done this many, many times before. Later during this session, when you get the feelings of joy and happiness and mischievous laughing, you know that you have changed it, changing, and it will be an urge forcing you, and like riding on an unstoppable wave of happiness, passion, laughter. Just feel great. Low self-esteem is just something in your past. Just throw it behind you. Poof, there it went. And what will you do instead? Now we hope we don't create a monster of you, as you have so much self-esteem. You must love to share it with others. Flood them with kindness and generosity, good feelings. But do you know when to do that? What do you want should happen? And why don't you believe that it would happen? What would be the worst thing that would happen? And what would happen if it didn't? Because you had learned new ways during this session. So, in your sleep tonight and coming night, it would be most beneficial for you if your unconscious would integrate the new learnings with the learnings that it already has, and with the purpose to make you self-care for yourself with better thoughts of yourself. better life, more passion, more laughter, better ideas for yourself, because you're worth it. And it's such a pleasure to be working with both of you. And I want to thank both of you, conscious and unconscious. It's such a pleasure to do good work, and especially for you. And as you remember all the things, I will take you up out of trance as I count to three, and you will remember all the good things. But you can forget about this session, as it will become an unconscious habit, a good self-esteem machine. One, feeling good and even better. Two, and even better, cool, relax. And three, and welcome back out in a good state, your normal state. It's very nice. And I thank you again. From Kenneth Blake at blaketalks.com. Bye for now.